Hello?
Thank you
Hello?
for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Lou Newman, and my wife Mary's on the phone with us also. We received our Bank of America billing today, and there was an item on here from the 29th of May for daily recover fit routine for $59.89, and neither my wife nor I ordered it. I can't hear with that.
Okay, for me to further assist, I need to get some information pulled up so that I can see
sure.
the account. So if you could please provide me with your zip code.
17349.
Okay, 17349. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right, and if you would also please provide your first and last name again.
Sure, it's Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Newman, N-E-U-M-A-N-N, and Mary Newman.
Okay, and thank you for that information. Okay, one moment, please.
Sure.
Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. I do apologize for the wait. For security purposes, please verify your address.
Sure. It's 11 Barelyn, B-A-R-E-L-Y-N, Drive, and that's in New Freedom, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Thank you. And if you'd also please provide your email address.
Let's see. Do you want mine or my wife's?
Since it's showing your wife's name, you can start with her email.
Okay.
It's mif4479@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. And if
you're
you'd
welcome.
Also please, if you'd also please provide your phone number.
My home phone is 717-235-6202.
Okay, it doesn't show that number. Do you have maybe a mobile number?
Oh, I do. Let me get my phone. I don't know it by heart.
I got
okay.
it right here.
Okay. Can you read that also?
Yeah, let's see. It's 443-564-9423.
Okay, and thank you for that information. All right, let's see. All right, I've gotten an account located that is showing your wife's name along with your address. It does show her email and her mobile number. And the system is showing a canceled account for the Bites Hub app, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B. And it is showing that it was canceled today.
Oh, that was the lady we just got ahead of you, yeah.
All right. With the Bite Sub app, this is a well, it shows the transaction was done on May 29th. This
yeah,
part,
we weren't even home. We were at the birthday party, Charles's little guy, Jackson's birthday. We weren't even home that day.
Yes, ma'am. I just have to review how it starts.
Oh, okay.
But the way it starts, usually the individual uses either an Android or a iPhone to complete a survey. They enter a contest. It will show us here, we're a third-party call center. It shows us the item that is offered either to purchase or to win. It just has the word mixer. Sometimes customers give the name, so I don't know if it's a brand mixer, but it just shows mixer. But Bite Sub Meal App is in the terms and conditions for the offer. That's offered to the customer or to the individual. That's what we assist with here only. It's the Bite Sub Meal App. It's the cost of $59.89 as a monthly subscription. It does show it was done on the 29th of May. So did you allow someone to use your phone maybe on that day? But that shows the transaction that was done.
No, nobody would have used my phone.
Okay. I do have to inform you with the IP address, it does show that there was a survey, and it has, for the IP address, it has your city and state. Could have been something maybe that was a mistake?
I really don't know. I was surprised when my husband told me that it came in on a bill. I said I didn't even know what it was.
Okay, now we don't assist with the mixer here. We just assist with the Mill app. Of course, I won't be redundant. But the $59.89 is for 30 days use of the app, which the individual would probably have to.
I have to get the door.
Okay, 30 days use of what?
Of the Bite Sub app. It's a Mill app, which means they probably would have to download it.
Mm.
But we don't process the orders over the phone. If you're wanting to get details regarding it, company can turn IP address over to local authorities for them to prosecute, but with it showing 100% of information there, that could be considering falsifying information. We don't have details other than what shows in the account. You might want to check the Gmail account for that particular date for May 29th. The system just stamps a time of 1:14 p.m. I can offer a refund of $54.89. It's for 30 days use of the app, and it's basically based on the time that has gone by, which has almost been about 30 days.
Okay.
It's not the 29th yet, but
offer a refund of
$54.89.
So we'd just be responsible for $5.
Yeah, the $5 fee is the non-refundable setup fee. We don't set it up, but some kind of process that's done online.
Okay. Why don't we just go ahead and do that?
Okay.
And that will just show up on our, I guess, on our next Bank of America statement. Is that how that'll work?
It takes about 3 to 5 business days, so.
Right. So it would show up because the account closed out on the 19th of the month, so.
Okay.
So it'll show up on the next billing cycle.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yes, sir, you will see it then if you wait for your next statement to be mailed. And for that refund confirmation, it is the letter R.
Wait a minute. Let me get a pen here. Okay, R.
920-793.
793 708. 708. So that's R920-793-708.
That is correct, yes, sir. And there's
and your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Okay. All right. So. Okay, I'll just watch out for it for the next statement.
Yes, sir. That has been refunded for you with no further billing. Is there anything else I can do to assist?
Nope, that's all I can ask for. Hoping that somebody didn't hack our account. That's the only other thing I'm worried about. But I may have to give Bank of America a call and find out about that. So.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Take care now. Bye.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.